Jesus, now I know you really love me. And you gave your life and lost it all for me, so I can have it all right now.
Right now.
Hey, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Tell him, come on.
Yeah,
tell
him. I need you, Jesus. I adore you, Master, and you should know.
Let me heal every broken soul.
Let me just talk to somebody right here. Maybe you have come to this place. And you need love. True love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know you have come to the right place. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He has promised in his word, and God is a God of his word. When everybody turn their back on you, and some people come into your life, they love you for the things you have and for the things that you can do for them. But I want you to know tonight that God's love is unconditional. He loves you because he created you, not because you can make him God. God is God by himself. He needs no one to make him God. And I want somebody here tonight to know that God has broken us, and so that we may be a blessing to you. We have come tonight to let you know there is hope. There is hope in Christ Jesus. And I want to tell you, I know that I'm talking to somebody here tonight. You have come because you are expecting something. You are expectant. And I want you to know that God loves you. He gave his life for you. Partner with God in your life. Don't run with the gift and forget the giver of the gift behind. God gave you life, and therefore partner with the giver of life, because he knows as to how to navigate through life's pathways. And if you are here today, I want you to pray this prayer with me. You don't have to lift up your hand, but I want you to pray with me this prayer today in committing your heart to God. You don't have to worry about your habits. Don't worry about your life, which is a mess right now. All God needs is your heart. You give him your heart, he will deal with the rest. And if you are here today and you're saying, I've been trying, I'm failing, I want you to pray this prayer with me. You don't have to worry about your neighbor. God made an appointment with you tonight. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Maybe some of you are saying, it's too early, Pastor. No, it's not too early for you to actually get back to your Creator. It's not too early. Pray this prayer with me, and I would like everybody heads bowed right now, and just pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I come before you. I have tried everything I could. I have come to this place hoping to get a breakthrough. I believe tonight it's my night for a breakthrough. I am stuck. I tried in my strength, but I keep failing. I need somebody to help me. And I am committing to you tonight. Don't only help me, Heavenly Father, but help even my family. Use me to be a solution in my family. Bless me so that I may be a blessing to my family. I give my life to you. I open my heart to you. For you said in your word, if I give you my heart, and you'll be able to do the rest. Tonight, I give my life to you. Navigate me. Empower me. I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your Holy Spirit to counsel me, to teach me, to empower me. I am asking this. I need help. I cannot make it on my own. I'm coming back to my Creator. I'm coming back to my Father. Have your way in my life. If you are able to help Pastor Benjamin Dube, I know you can help me too. You said you love me. I give my life to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, I have a covenant with you. I have an agreement with you. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. 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 Now sing with me and say, He loves me. Yes, He does.